Thank you. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Phil. I'm so honored to be back. I think it was in 2019, maybe, that I was last here. I'm so excited to share with you because even though we've had a pandemic and it feels like ministry's been hard or just life has been hard, interacting with people and making it through a very difficult season, just as we've been singing, God is still faithful and still working in our lives and on college campuses here in Sonoma County. And sometimes it's surprising to me, something even small can have a big impact in your life. So a couple years ago now in, 2021, I believe it was, one of our SRJC students in Bible study heard God invite him to lead a Bible study for his baseball team. And when he transferred, somehow that calling that God had placed on his life became my calling. And when I got the opportunity to stand in front of the whole baseball team at SRJC and introduce myself, I thought, how do I tell them who I am? If you're not an InterVarsity, what's a staff worker? And our county is primarily unchurched, so if you didn't grow up in church, then what's a pastor? So I was trying to think, what's in their context that they might relate to and understand? And I remembered that there's such a thing as a sports chaplain. And so I thought, I'm probably kind of like a sports chaplain. So I told them, I'm like a chaplain. And I didn't know at that time what that one word was going to mean for my life. It was a couple months later, I learned, I'm in seminary at Fuller, that they were having a seminar about what it means to be a chaplain. And I thought, I better go find out. Am I right that I'm like a chaplain? What does a chaplain do? And in that seminar, I just felt so energized because what I learned about the vision and the role of a chaplain lines up with who I am and how I see myself in ministry. And so I took a class this past summer on chaplaincy at Fuller, and I took another online class this summer and applied and became a licensed chaplain. And I now even have an ID, which I think is kind of cool, that came addressed to Chaplain Jenny. So it's official. I have a new title. And yeah. So I want to share with you a little bit about what a chaplain does and then how we kind of live that out in InterVarsity on our local campuses. So chaplains go to people. They take the ministry of the church to people who might otherwise never go to church. And so they're a spiritual presence in the non-spiritual context of people's everyday lives. So what that means in InterVarsity is that we are relentless about going to students. So whenever like churches offer us their facility use, I say thank you. And actually most of our events are on campus because we want to go to where the students are. We want to help reveal how Jesus is already present where they are. So for the baseball Bible study at SRJC. Can you guess where the Bible study is? In the field, in the dugout, right after practice, right where they spend hours and hours and hours. It's right there where they are. At SSU, they're in the dorms or in the student center where students go to the cafeteria or hang out. So we're helping mobilize students to go to their friends, to start new Bible studies on new corners of the campus so that they go to where students are to help reveal how God is already present with them. Chaplains also help people grow in their faith. My professor this summer said, he's a military chaplain, that he would tell his soldiers, I don't want my faith to change you. I want your faith to change you. And so what this means in InterVarsity is that we're relentless about developing student leaders to be students to be leaders on campus. We want to help them own their faith. We want to help them discover more of how they personally relate to Jesus and how that impacts their personal lives, their relationships, and even like their imagination of what God could do in them and through them. So we empower and coach and encourage them to be the leaders on campus. It's too much fun. I just don't want all that fun for myself. I want them to experience it. So at SSU this year, one of our members, she's not even a leader. She just attends a Bible study. One of her friends said, "I don't know how to pray." And she said, "Well, I know how to pray. I can teach you." And so now she's teaching her friend how to communicate with God. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Tin Nguyen is our football Bible study leader, SRJC, and he got to do a call to faith and invite his teammates to follow Jesus. And after that Bible study, he just was so filled with joy. He's like, "I never thought I could be the one that could ask that." Those kind of things change people's lives and how they relate to God and their friends. And I didn't bring pictures today because I'm like, why bring pictures when I can bring a real live student for you? So I want to invite up Alex. He is continuing the legacy that Antonio left, and he is now the co-leader with me of the baseball Bible study at SRJC.
Hi, so I help lead Jenny with Bible study at SRJC for the baseball team. And Jenny has greatly impacted our team. She has grown my faith, and not only mine, but also my other teammates who are also exploring their faith and anyone who just respects the faith of God, you know. And she has shown me that you could grow your faith in many different ways, you know, any way you can. And yeah, I really thank Jenny for what she's done for the team and for myself. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. He'll stick around after the service if you want to talk to him more. I told him this was good practice for when he's a baseball player and has to talk to the media one day, right? Another last thing that I want to share with you about chaplains is that they love with no strings attached. So they're so rooted in God's love for them that they can give freely and generously to those they serve. So in InterVarsity, this means that we are relentless givers. As staff, we give our time, we give our hearts to our students. And because of your donations and generosity, we can do this as a full-time job. And also because of your donations, we can give students free Bibles, free food, and transformational experiences with God on campus. We can provide food for the whole baseball team just because God loves them. Whether or not they ever attend Bible study, we can give them free food and let them know that someone cares. And I really believe that... for anybody, really. But when students, particularly, since I work with them, when they receive love really freely and generously, it builds trust between them and God. And then that opens up opportunities for more spiritual conversations. So I've got a couple prayer requests for you. One, this is the first year in my 10 years here in town that SRJC and SSU are facing the same cult on campus. They are persistently pressuring students to join their group. If they get their phone number, they will text and text and text and text. And of course for them, if you want to follow God, the only way to do that is joining their group. So we really want to pray against the lies and pray for God's truth to prevail. I've told my students not to worry, but this does reveal to us that students maybe are more spiritually open than what we think, and oftentimes my students can be afraid to share their faith with others. But they are leading a lot of people astray, as they are just so persistent. So you can pray. And then also, studies have shown that Gen Z is very spiritually open. So we want to provide opportunities for every student to encounter Jesus. But we just don't have enough personnel to do that. I myself have 3 jobs in a university. I love my job. And I know that there's a lot more students on campus than just me can interact with. So we need to pray for more paid staff, more volunteers, and more student leaders to provide spaces for students to be loved as they learn about God. And then you can also pray for me to be filled with the Spirit and wisdom. We've been studying Acts, and those have been recurring themes of leaders in the Bible. I'm a single mom of 3 teenagers. So I feel like I'm just always running, whether I'm driving them places because they don't drive yet, or whether I'm running like mental obstacle courses with them. I swear, goodness, it's so exhausting. I really want to be a presence of peace and love and joy with my children, with my students. But I've found now as I'm getting older that that comes through a bit slower paced life than always running. And it's hard to slow down as a working single mom. So I don't know how God answers that prayer, but you can pray that somehow I could really be centered and at peace with him in the midst of all the people that I love and take care of. If you would like to learn more about partnering with InterVarsity, you can learn about volunteering, receive my newsletter of prayer requests, or if you want to give to the work in Sonoma County, you can meet me in the foyer afterwards. I've got a sign-up sheet, and then you can sign up, and then we can talk more at a later time. And you can always talk with Alex more, too. But I just really wanted to thank you again for your support and your investment in students here in Sonoma County.